Blog Talk Radio.
Greatest.
greatly to be praised. The worship song says this: my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broke. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice.
Awesome.
Oh! tonight, praise God, as that song played, that you dedicated your heart. And so, Lord, I don't want to be no other place than just close to you, God. Just hold me close, God. Father God, that I'll be in your presence, oh God. I just want to be in your presence. I don't want nothing to try to snap me out of it, praise God. Just to be close to him, praise God, is all that we need. I am so thankful to see all of you all in tonight, praise God. I pray that you are enjoying the praise as we come on, praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites program coming to you live tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs, or maybe to the prison walls? God's Favorites, maybe slain by the bullet or whatever sickness you may be going through. Maybe you're going through something that we haven't called tonight, but God's Favorites is reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to give us rest from anything that we encounter in this life that the enemy may try to throw against us, God. Let's go to prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being our God. Thank you, Lord God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for every soul that's on tonight, God. Thank you, Lord God, you are the God of more than enough, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you know every heart, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are, oh God, purifying us every day, God. You said you're purifying our inward parts daily, God. Thank you, Lord God, you are shaping and molding us and making us more and more like you. And Lord, if there's anyone, oh God, on the line, oh God, that may have a son or daughter behind prison walls, or maybe a daughter out there pregnant, a disobedient one, God, we praying tonight, God, oh God, that they will turn their hearts and mind and soul to you, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lifting up those behind prison walls, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will look to you, God, in the position that they are in, oh God. They may have made a mistake, oh God, in the flesh, but in the spirit, if they turn to you, God, Lord God, they'll find joy, as we sang earlier. Joy will, praise God. Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. And let them know, God, that you have forgiven them even before they've asked, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for healings, oh God. Thank you, God. Anyone that's sick, oh God, with COVID, oh God, anyone that's sick with cancer, anyone that's sick with any kind of disease, God, we are believing you, Father God, because we know, God, that you are the healer, God. And you heal all manner of diseases, God. So, Lord, we just rest in you tonight, God, knowing that you are awesome, praise God. Lord, God, every song was for tonight, God, because you are awesome, God, God. And, God, you are awesome in all your ways, God. And, God, oh, Father God, if you are just awesome like we say, God, you can do anything tonight, and we know you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are awesome, God. You have loved us, oh God, with an everlasting love, oh God. Hallelujah. And your love, oh God, you said, hallelujah. Praise God. I hear the Lord. His love covers a multitude of sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome and a mighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, those that have lost their sons and daughters by bullets, God, we pray, oh, God, Father God, that you will bring peace in their hearts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you said there is a time to die. Oh, God, praise God. Oh, and there's a time to be born. God, we know that you know all things. There is nothing you don't know, Lord God. We bring it before you, Lord, and we rejoice in the Lord God, our Savior, because he has it all in control. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we do thank you again. Oh, yes, for being on tonight. Tonight, I want to know if there's anybody that have a prayer request tonight. Do press 1 on your phone, praise God, if you have a prayer request. Give us your prayer request. We'll be glad to pray over them before we go into the message tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Press 1 on your phone if you have a prayer request, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We see the hands going up, and we see Prophetess Phillips. Give us your prayer request, please.
Hi, this is Marlon. I was calling for prayer request.
Oh, that's Marlon.
In reference to the,
okay.
Yes. In reference to the move at 189 moving over to my mother's home. I'm asking for safety with the movers and the New Orleans Police Department, along with myself and other people in the community, and that I'll be moving out of there and taking care of business, and it will be a smooth transition as we move out of the apartment at the Willows, and that it will be safe in Jesus' most holy name.
Sister Marlon, would you give us just a brief thing that happened to you a couple of weeks ago when someone took your car?
Yes, ma'am. It was found burned. It was found in New Orleans East, and it was sent over to Coleman's Record Shop at 8200 Almonaster on Wednesday. Officer Stennis found it. She contacted me, and they were able to locate it. So I thank God that it was located because, you know, during this time of COVID, it is difficult. You know, there's a lot of changes and challenges along the way. And so thank God it was found, and thank God for the New Orleans Police Department to help find it. And so I'm in a process. Thank God I'm in a rental. So hopefully in the next couple of days or weeks, I'll be getting another vehicle. In Jesus' name, I'm just asking for the help that I need to get my things together, to get my finances together in Jesus' name, and that my family will be safe.
Amen.
As well, my family members.
We want
to. Yes, Lord.
All right. We want to keep Sister Marlon in prayer, because a gun was put to her head and her car was taken a couple of weeks ago. So she's given the testimony that God is making her way, and we thank God for that. Thank you, Marlon. Praise God. All right. We have 4465.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sister June, how you doing?
Yes. I'm great.
All right. I'm going to pray for two things. Number one, I want to pray for all the saints who are in ministry, that we would really dig in a little deeper and pray more. Amen. And to pray for others, our sisters and brothers who also have ministries, but that we would be concerned about their ministries just like we are about ours. So that will show love if we pray one for another. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And then, number two, I want to pray for Sister Shirley. Her car was taken. I don't know, Shirley Cobb. Did you hear any more about that? I didn't.
No,
so
I didn't know.
Shirley Cobb. Her car was stolen right out after she moved into her new apartment. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
And tonight, Brother, you know, Brother Butler and his wife will be ministering online tonight.
All right.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Love you.
All right. Love you too. All right. 985, go ahead.
Good evening. How y'all this evening? I just like for you all to keep on praying that God will continue using us the way he wants us to be used, and love and not hate. Just keep on being strong and let God keep you in perfect health and peace. I just thank God for you all, and y'all keep on keeping on, and pray for me and my family. Pray for my baby brother. God is really moving, you know, on his behalf. So just keep on praying that one day he will be back with the family, Pastor Alvin Travis. Amen.
Praise God. All right. Mother Stokes.
Good evening. Thank God for you, Sister Vivian. I thank God for you. I have a prayer request for Sister Stephanie Bernard. Just if she want a blank prayer, they're going through some things, and just want a blank prayer for her. We want to continue to thank God for Sister Bernadette Burden, as the praise report is. I think I gave it to you all the other day, that the side effects that they said, all the side effects that they said she was going to have. Well, she have a few, but not like they said it. And I think you remember that I said tumor had went down 1 inch and that the blood clots that's in her lungs, on both of her lungs, were gone. The doctor didn't see no more. So we thank God for that. So just continue to pray for me and my 5 boys. And I thank God for you today.
Amen. I thank God for you, Mother Stokes. I really enjoyed you tonight. I tell you, if y'all in here, Mother Stokes, tonight on Sister Inez's line, she cut up. I didn't know all that was going to come out of her, but I tell you, she just showed out. The Lord just used her mightily, and I thank God for you, Mother Stokes. You praise God. Keep on up the good work. But we go to prayer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, God, for every prayer. We pray that everyone that in ministry, Lord, we lift up everyone, that we don't look down on nobody, but we lift up everyone that they do whatever God calls them to do. We pray God blessings up on them. Praise God, what they use and whatever God has called them to do. May they do it all unto the glory of the Lord. And we do pray for also remember Minister Janice. She has a show on Friday night. She had to take her mother and leave and go further into a hotel. She should be driving back in. I have driven back in, but this is the second time she had to move. So pray that they don't have to make another move, because it's hard when you got, and Mother Stokes know when you have a mother that she's on bedridden, praise God. So Minister Janice, you pray for her. And also Prophetess Priscilla that had knee surgery, praise God. Hallelujah. We pray for her speedy healing. And also Minister Gwen, she had a procedure. We also pray that she have a speedy recovery, praise God. And we also pray for those that all the prayer requests, Sister Burden and Sister Bernard, and all the prayer requests that was brought in tonight. We lift them up before the Lord, and we believe you, God, that you knows, and oh God, yes, you knows, God. And we believe you for the healing. We believe you, God, for the testimony. We believe you, God, that you can do anything. We believe you, God, oh God, that they will, oh God, tell of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for them. God, you are the one made them, God. You know all about them, God, and all the prior requests that is unspoken, God. Lord, we bring them before you. We also continue to lift up, oh God, little baby Zoe. And baby Zoe and all the babies, pray for every week, God. We don't want to forever forget our babies, oh God. Oh Father, as they grow in the admonition of you, Lord. Oh, and Chloe and the little boy, God. Oh Father God, we thank you for them. We thank you for what you're doing, God, in their lives, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that the enemy could not snatch Marlon's life. Yes, the enemy would love to have snatched her life, but he couldn't snatch her life. And we thank you for that, God. And we praying, oh God, Father, that everything that she need, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, that it will come into fruition, oh God, moving back with her mother and getting another car. And God, you knows just what she needs. So, Lord, we put it in your hands, and we believe you for it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I said, continue to keep all the prayer requests that is brought every day, because every day we are on one line or the other. Praise God. And we are bringing prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. Continue to pray for my family as they go and put my uncle away on Friday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we all loved him dearly, but when God said it's time, praise God, for us to get on out of here. We have enjoyed my uncle very much. Praise God. He was 78 years old. Praise God. But God said, now come and be with me. So we bless those as we travel to Mississippi to the funeral, all those that are going, praise God, and all those that are up there or wherever they meet, my nephew that's coming from Chicago, praise God, all those that has to come in for the funeral, we pray for traveling grace upon all of those, praise God, hallelujah. The Lord is good, though. The Lord, we believe, we just trust God with everything, don't we? Hallelujah. We trust God with everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. We say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Praise God. I remember the time when I used to walk behind my uncle. My daddy would hire him to come over and help plow the field, and I would walk behind him, and he was always protective of me, and he would say, baby, girl, no, you ain't call me baby. Say, girl, you better go home. You're going to get in the ass bed. And I was such a little small girl. I guess I was about 5 years old. And then when I got 6 years old, I went to try to stay with them. And there was a teacher in my uncle's classroom, had a long, long, long switch. And if the children was talking, she would reach across that classroom with that big long switch, and she was a big black lady, and I started screaming and screaming, and my uncle said, come get this girl, told the sister to come get this girl out in the classroom because she won't stop screaming. So I have a lot of memories from my uncle's, a lot of laughs, praise God, hallelujah. But I went back home to my parents because I couldn't take the teachers with the long switches. I was scared of them, praise God, hallelujah. But when we look back, praise God, at our life, praise God, coming up, there are joyful times. There are times of laughter, and I thank God for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm going to go right on into this message. Praise God. Hallelujah. Last second, always family night. So we were on the study of the pattern for the family, praise God. And we were studying Nehemiah, which we didn't finish. So we're going to go back, praise God, and work on that again, praise God, because the family is so important. You know, when I think about God's creation, what he done and how he ordained things, it's just so beautiful. It is so beautiful. God made man, and he saw that he was lonely. Then he made woman. He took a rib from man aside, and he made woman. And then he saw that wasn't enough for God. God said, now I want y'all to be fruitful and multiply. Think about how seeds have multiplied and multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. Think about when you put a seed in the ground, how it multiplies. Just think about how God has made seeds to multiply to get where we are today. It took a seed. It took a seed from a man to go into a womb. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God to get where we are today. God is so awesome. I played this song. See, I place that certain songs according to what I'm going to talk about tonight. God is so awesome, and he's more awesome than we can even ask or think, even though we play a little song. But praise God, that song may have a lot of meaning. Praise God. God is so awesome. Praise God. And when you think about his awesomeness and all that he has done, all that he is doing, and all that he is going to do, he's more awesome than you can even think. You cannot compare Jesus to anything. You can't. He's just awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad someone made that song because God is awesome. So we're going to continue to look in the book of Nehemiah and other verses, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. In James 1, 2, and 4, it says, consider it all joy, my brother, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect, lacking in nothing, praise God. When you go through various trials, praise God, hallelujah, Let your faith arise. This is a time when you hit certain snags in your life, when the enemy comes to try and put something before you. This is for you to let your faith. Don't let it die. Build your faith and let your faith rise. You may be broken and burned, or it may be your companion, your own child that is in need of restoration. Let your faith rise. Is anything too hard for God? You need to remind yourself. You need to remind yourself of the word when you hit various trials. Is there anything too hard for God? Just say it. Just repeat it. Build your faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn your eyes toward Jesus. For truly I say unto you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall move. And nothing shall be impossible to you. That's what Matthew 17:20 said. Praise God. You can speak to that thing and believe God and have faith that it will be done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for God? No. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything. Praise God. The Amorite was near him, and he said, even what they are building, if a fox should jump on it, he would break that stone down. See, that's what the devil going to tell you. The devil will tell you you are defeated, that you're not going nowhere. But God, who is rich in mercy, praise God now, come on somebody, who gives us grace every day, praise God. That was Nehemiah 4:3. Tobiah stands beside Sanballat to support him. Tobiah's name means God is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. His name is one of the mockery. Tobiah represents one of Satan's strong men who come to question men in trials as the goodness of God. I said, Satan will test you. If he knows that you are weak and you are not in Christ, you're not in the Word, you're not doing what God called you to do, he's going to test you. He's going to try to make you bow down to him. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to obey him. Praise God. And he's going to tell you, if your God is good, then why he permitted this evil? Why has he stood aloft and let all these evil beset your family? Why? Why? The devil always going to test you. Oh, how Tobiah would have to blame God. For the one of the accused God has abandoned his true source of help. The devil always accuses God. And whoever side accusing God has become the devil's assistant. Are you going to become the devil's assistant? Are you going to stand with God and be God's assistant? I stand up and declare that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Yes, I do. I do. I stand up and I said, the Lord, and I said almost every, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Then Tobiah continued. Hell prep rally. He kept on with his rally. Praise God. That's what the devil do. Hallelujah. He wants to have a prep rally. And see, you are going down and you're going down fast. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he's a liar. Praise God. He cannot have you. You are engraved in the palm of Jesus. Praise God. And he said, I will let nothing. You got to have the faith. I will let nothing pluck you out of my hand. The devil and his demons often think they have everything in the bag. How could their plans possibly go awry? But we must remember the cross and the resurrection. It's about the cross and the resurrection. Jesus has died. It's about Jesus. Jesus died and rose again for our sins, for your sin, my sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you believe that Jesus has died for you, let nothing, praise God, let nothing stop you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has not succeeded in getting Jesus to commit to him when he tried to get Jesus to jump off the mountain. Praise God. The battle is, Jesus said the battle is won. However, the very thing that he taught gave victory was the thing that defeated him. If he had known that his plan would backfire, he would never have crucified the Lord of glory. 2 Corinthians 2:6-8. Praise God. The demons will try to assure themselves that our families are hopeless, bound, and unable to build their wall. Satan will do to you. Satan will tell you that your child will never come off those drugs. Your child will never be what you want them to be. No, they won't. They're going to be what God wants them to be. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. They're going to try to make you feel like they are hopeless. Your family is hopeless. Your children are hopeless. Your everything about you is hopeless. But the devil is a liar. Stone wall down. That's what he told Nehemiah. But they built that wall. They built that wall. They obeyed God. They marched around that wall 7 times and proved to the devil that we're going to obey God. The enemy is boasting when he can't have his, when he having his way with you. When you allow him to come in there and make you oppressed, depressed, he is boasting. When husband and wives and daughters, families are feuding, it's Satan having his way. We all have to do is send a little fox. Some little foxes will come and they will try you. But oh, the God that we know, the God that we serve, the God that holds us, that guides us, that leads us, praise God. Hallelujah. We must defeat the devil, praise God, and all of his enemies with the sword of the Spirit, praise God, which is the word of God. God has given us his word to defeat the enemy. And he told us, he told us how to take that word and will it against him. Praise God. Just use his word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us, praise God, the weapons, praise God, to defeat the enemy. Hallelujah. I thank my God, hallelujah, that he has given us. And that is in Ephesians, we all know, 6:10-11. In verses 4 and 5, Nehemiah prayed, "Hear, O our God, how we are despised." The "we" includes God. When we are despised for standing in faith and obedience toward God, then God is also despised. Any attack upon God's child is an attack upon God. Any attack upon you is an attack upon God. Oh, my God, did you hear that? God cares about everything that you face, everything that you go through. God is concerned about how you feel, how you hurt, how your family is doing. God is concerned about you. He's concerned about you, Marlon, after what all you're going through. That was an attack upon you. The devil wanted you to think that your life was about to end. But God said no. Praise God. I didn't say you could take her. You can take her possession, But I am going to show you that you're going to get a better one. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we are despised for standing in faith and obedience toward God, then God is also despised. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must know that we are not alone in the battle. We are no match for the devil within ourselves, but God. But God, hallelujah, who is rich in mercy and grace, praise God. The God, the all-loving God, the all-knowing God, the all-sufficient God, hallelujah. Just say it. We know he is because we know God supplies our every need every day. He's the all-sufficient and all-knowing God. Praise God. We don't give over to him. Sometimes we feel like we are, but when we build ourselves up in the most holy faith, God is there, right there with us, helping us and fighting with us. He's fighting the battle for us, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so happy in Jesus. Praise God, aren't you? Praise God. Nehemiah prayed, return their reproach on their own heads and give them upon the plunder in a land of captivity. Do not forgive their iniquity and let not their sin be blotted out before thee, for they are demoralized, the builders. We got to pray. We see Nehemiah kept, I believe God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nehemiah prayed, let their plan against us backfire. Send it back to the enemy. When it comes up on you, send it back. Devil, you can have every one of your plans. It goes back to you. Let the ruined plan for us come up on them. We are not required to have sympathy for the devil. You don't have to have no sympathy for the devil. He's no good for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can pray that Satan's plan against us will result in his own destruction. Praise God. This is exactly what happened when Satan crucified Jesus. Satan's tactics against Jesus resulted in his own defeat. You see how he got thrown out of heaven, huh? Just like he got thrown out of heaven, he can get thrown out of your life. Praise God. Yes. The word is an example for us. Praise God. That we can be what God wants us to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is awesome. Tax upon the family can turn its members to repentance and faith. A family can be turned to unity through Satan's efforts to tear it apart. When Satan is trying to tear your family apart, which he do all of us, he tries to tear them in different ways. And I won't go into naming the ways, but in so many ways, the enemy. And I have talked to my sisters about this over the years. I said, don't you see that's an attack of Satan trying to come in? But we must continue to pray, and we stay close. We are a close family. And I just tell them, as being the oldest one out of 8 children, I tell them all the time, this is an attack of Satan. He's trying to move my brother from me. He's trying to move my sister from me. He's trying to bring anger. He's trying to bring jealousy. But no, we don't give that over to Satan. We don't let him have that authority. I tell him, I say, we're going to pray. When one ain't talking, you go to him. I go to my sister and start talking to her so she can talk. We're not going to let the devil have our family. And since my mother and father passed at an early age, but we have to fight some battles sometimes. Praise God. When the enemy come in, we see the enemy. You have to know him. If you're walking with Jesus every day, if you are in the spirit, if you're reading this word, you will know when Satan is coming and try to devour you and separate you. And I thank God. Praise God. We are a close-knit family. We laugh. We cry. We talk. We tease. and we love in spite of. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just the way it is. And I thank God for a loving mother. Praise God. I thank you for a father that provided for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. But they went a long time ago. Praise God. So we had to fight as little children on our own. And praise God. Hallelujah. It was a battle. You say, well, you're grown now. You don't have to fight. Oh, yes, we do. We have to fight even harder now. We have to fight the enemy when he tries to come in and bring havoc. Praise God. But he's a liar, and we have defeated him every time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nehemiah was praying, too, for God's intervention. His conscience was clear, and he could not boldly, he could come boldly before God's throne. There are times when God's intervention is the only salvation for us and our family. God's sovereign intervention can save us as it saved Israel from the wrath of Pharaoh at the Red Sea. Moses was confident of God's help. He said to the families of Israel, do not be afraid. Stand by the sea and see the salvation of the Lord, which will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. And that's in Exodus 14, 13 to 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you will never see that again. Now, something else the enemy might try to come with, but that one, you won't see that one again, because God done fought that battle. And he's going to fight the next battle. Praise God. Because he's fighting for you. And because he's going all the way with you. That's because he will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Red Sea opened and God's people crossed on dry land. You're going to cross over on dry land. Praise God. You're going to cross over. You're going to cross that battle. Well, how am I going to cross it? Because God is fighting for you. Praise God. It requires a miracle of grace to save us. Our God is able. When you have been disobedient in all that is shown you, then pray and stand in faith. That's where we are. We got to continue stand, keeping the faith, even though sometimes our faith, it seems as though it withers. Seem as though we don't have the faith. Seem as though our faith will not help us, but we got to keep the faith as a grain of a mustard seed to be built up. Praise God. So we built the wall, and the whole wall was joined together to a half its height, and the people had a mind to work. Nehemiah 4 and 6, this is the priority. Satan will do everything in his power to divert us from building our own spiritual life and a segment of the family wall. We must stop our development of discipline, living, faith, love, sanctification, and unity. Some individuals and families stay so busy fighting brush fires that they never get anything else done. So they are diverted from building. It is possible to do so by occupying ourselves with Satan in intuition, which we should not allow to do. Don't let Satan continue beating you up. Praise God. Don't let him continue speaking those negative things into your ears. I tell people all the time, I serve a positive God. I don't serve a negative God. I hate to hear a person being negative, negative, everything that come out of their mouth. And I know sometimes we have some little negative people, but everything come out of your mouth is negative, negative, negative. No, let's get built up in our most holy faith to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise God. Praise God. It's possible to get occupied with Satan, but you also find a way to wiggle from him and say, uh-oh, you've gone too far, devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. When the 70 disciples returned from a few days of ministry, they were exuberant over their ability to cast out demons. They rejoiced in that even the demons were subject to us in your name. Jesus replied, "Do not rejoice in this, that the spirit is subject to you, but rejoice in your names are recorded in heaven." Jesus said, "Don't rejoice in what Satan doing, for your name is recorded in heaven." He already got you. He already got you. That's Luke 10:17-20. The important thing is our relationship with God. How is your relationship with him? How is your relationship? Do you read your Bible? Do you study your Bible? Do you meditate on the Word of God? Do you chew it? Do you eat it? Do you drink it? Do you know who he really is? He is the cross of Christ. He is Jesus. He is the one who died. And the whole world joined together in half of his height. Nehemiah 4:6. Every breach in the wall received attention. The wall was built partially all the way around the city, and it was not high as it would eventually be. But every foot of the wall experienced a partial restoration. This is an example for us. It might look like you're not going to make it, look like it's a partial restoration, but God got it all in control. Again, I am so glad y'all was here with me still. We got one more study on that chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. We didn't finish it, but God bless you. I pray that just this little bit, praise God, built your faith tonight, that don't let nothing come in there and separate you from the love of God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Prayer requests, and I pray that you do too. The Lord say, pray ye one for another. So we want to pray for everybody. We want to pray because God loves every one of us equal. Praise God. Pray, don't forget about Minister Janice will be on next week. She wasn't because she had moved out of town because of the storm. She'll be back next Friday at 8 p.m. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.